Yeah, one of those sober guys. Didn't even bother me. Yeah.
I'm with you, okay.
How do you drink your coffee?
It's my mama and me.
You're fine.
Here, let me just tear down your whole... Let me scoot up long legs here.
Look,
I'm on side saddle. Here we go.
It's all good.
We drink coffee out of shot glasses, too, so it's good.
I like that. Look, a like little it. Shot of Kahlua, a little
yes,
shot of
yeah.
rum chata. Throw it in that coffee.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But the morning started off right.
Wait, that's still alcohol.
I mean, but it's all, you put that stuff in your coffee, it's great.
Yeah.
Get you waking up in the morning for sure.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
So how are you? What's been going on? Give us the 411.
You know, more than I deserve and everything that I've all the dreams that I need in my life, you know,
mm-hmm.
just good things, man. We had our concert for Love and Acceptance last night and we were sold out and just
wow.
brought down the house.
Amazing.
So good to,
where was
to be
that?
Back. The Wild Horse.
Ah,
this is our eighth year. The last 2 years we were a television special because mm-hmm. of the new cuss word COVID.
Right.
And so now that we're stamping I can't say that word on national radio.
We can bleep it out, yeah.
All right. Well, now we get rid of that bitch. We had a beautiful evening. We had 17 artists.
Awesome.
On the stage, including Pam Tillis, Terry Clark, Maddie and Tay. Just Wendy Moten.
Great lineup.
Yeah, Shelley Fairchild. Just a lot of friends came by to say hi to folks and talk about love.
It's amazing.
Yeah, man. So, other than that, you know, I thought I was out to pasture. Then all of a sudden, I got this. Pam Tillis goes, "Hey, aren't you supposed to be out to pasture?" I said, "What does that mean?" She goes, "Well, you know, we're kind of just touring and doing our organic records." She said, "Is the pasture nice?" She said, "Oh yeah, Trisha's there. We have the buffet's great." I was laughing, and she said, "But you managed to get a song on the charts." I said, "Well, you know." I said, sometimes you find a hole in the fence.
I mean,
right.
Yeah. So
great
tell
music.
Us, yeah. Well, tell us about that a little bit.
Wow. The record is called Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
It's my 17th studio album.
Mm-hmm.
We went through such a tough time during COVID. And just, you know, I went through my own mental health crisis and, spent 4 months of work just, getting the brain and the heart and
mm-hmm.
the blood and bones reconnected.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to write about it. And so, I had a moment that I just didn't want to be on this planet anymore. And, you know, I know a lot of people went through that.
Absolutely.
And so we just kind of tightened the nuts and bolts. And I came back and sat down and said, I want to write a real record, man. You know, it's been a journey. And with songs like Till You Get There, mm-hmm. you won't know it till you get there. To be honest with you, we had done all these really hard songs like God or the Gun, and Lean In, which is now the national mental health theme song,
yeah.
wow.
with Jamie Floyd. And just the album just was incredible. And then all of a sudden I got this major record deal and they said, well, we're going to do a radio single. I said, excuse me? I said, you mean I said, that's kind of a past life. And, you know, not, I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, the 90s resurgence. You know, so many of the past
that.
Hits are,
yeah.
you know, are just.
From the 90s.
I've heard myself on the truck and on the radio a few times, and my fiance was like, "Oh, you weren't lying." I said, "Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah."
Look at that.
But it's been crazy, and the duet with Terry Clark, Dents on a Chevy, it was just one of the fun things on the record, and
mm-hmm.
It was really nice to get back out there and see how many a bunch of friends I had at country radio.
That's
and
great.
Yeah. yeah, so it's a business for everybody.
Yeah,
you know?
It is
absolutely. Music is music. So
mm-hmm.
it's timeless, ageless, and it's super fun.
Yes, so. Agreed. So we play a game with everyone. It's called Burning Questions.
Yeah.
And they're kind of burning.
Saucy.
So you can pick one. You can pick a couple.
Of course,
I picked
the one that says sex.
Okay, oh, Lord. What does it say?
What is something non-sexual that turned you on? Cooking.
Cooking. I like that.
Absolutely. But I think that can be sensual as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it can be.
You know, it is. But it relaxes me. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, she's got, had 7 grandsons, and she taught all of us to cook. The granddaughters, not so much. She said, you guys will make great husbands. You need to learn to cook.
Yes.
My husband's a cooker at our house.
So. Oh, I love it, man. It's great. I like getting in the kitchen.
Love that.
But see, the thing is, I do crazy things like steak and gravy and chicken and dumplings. That's what grandma taught us to cook.
Yeah. Yum.
So right now, I'm not going to fit in my wedding dress.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Take
Absolutely.
A shot glass and a sticker.
Absolutely. Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Here's your sticker as well.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
You guys are fun. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Where are you from?
Louisiana.